This is KLGR News Director Joshua Dixon. As it happens, November is Adoption Month, and there are a number of sources you can go to if you'd like to learn more about adoption. Right now in the studio, we have Melanie Gitter, a licensing social worker, and Nicole Hendricks, an adoption social worker with Southwest Health and Human Services. Hello.
Hi.
If there's a family that's interested in adopting a child, what are some of the resources that they have or some of the options that they have?
So foster to adopt families are willing to commit to caring for, loving, and nurturing children forever. These families provide care to children who have become state wards, which are children whose parents can no longer care for them. Adoptive families provide care to children who cannot be safely reunified with their parents due to child protection issues. Adoptive families assume the full legal responsibility for children as if they were their own biological children through the process of adoption. Currently in Minnesota, there are 766 children waiting for someone to adopt them into a safe and loving permanent families. There are currently 748 children in pre-adoptive families who are placed with relatives or foster parents who plan to adopt them.
Can anyone become a foster parent? Who can become a foster to adopt family?
Foster and adoptive parents can come from backgrounds as diverse as the children they care for. They may be married or single, own their own home, or rent a home. Some already have children, some are grandparents. The characteristic these parents have in common is their love for children, a willingness and ability to manage challenges, and a desire to make a difference in children's lives. Our agency does have specific qualifications to become a foster and adoptive parent. You must be at least 21 years old, healthy and free from chemical use problems for 2 years, provide our agency with 3 positive references, submit to a background study, complete a home safety inspection, and complete a home study, as well as attending our resource family training. Currently in our 6-county area, which includes Lincoln, Lyon, Murray, Pipestone, Rock, and Redwood, we have 48 foster homes. In the month of October, we had 186 kids in placement.
And who are these children?
We work with children who are wards of the state who receive our services as a result of child protection services. Children who need adoptive families come from all racial and ethnic backgrounds and range in age from infant to teens. They need adoptive families who are willing to provide care for them forever. Due to their special circumstances, often these children have needs greater than the general population and sometimes receive additional services such as counseling, special education, and other services. Currently, Southwest is providing adoption case management for 23 children, and in the last year, Southwest has completed 17 adoptions.
How could someone get started if they're thinking about getting into this program?
You could get started by attending our resource family training, which consists of online training videos, and we have 4 in-person trainings to discuss what you are learning all online, along with other activities and speakers. We hold these trainings twice a year, and as of right now, we don't have them scheduled for 2018 yet. You can call our office at 507-537-6747 and ask to speak to one of our foster parent licensors, or check out our website at swmhhs.com and click on the foster parent tab for more information. You should be aware that a background search will be conducted on all family and household members age 13 and older to ensure that we are placing children in a safe environment. A home study will be conducted to see that your home will meet the standard guidelines for foster parent licensing. The resource family training will help prepare you for a successful foster to adopt parent. Training is free of charge.
And someone who's considering going into the program might be nervous about being just stuck out on their own if they're in trouble. Who will be there to help them if they're having concerns?
We realize that support is critical, and we will be there for you. Foster and adoptive families are provided with training and support to help meet their needs. While children are in foster care, they receive medical assistance and are eligible for state-paid liability insurance and other needed services. Foster families receive financial support for the children through foster care payments from the agency. The amount may vary depending upon the needs of the child and the amount of care for the child in your home.
So November is adoption month, but this program goes on all year long.
Correct.
Yes, correct.
And if people want more information, they can call your offices at 507-537-6747. And that has been Melanie Gitter, a licensing social worker, and Nicole Hendricks, an adoption social worker from Southwest Health and Human Services. Thank you.
Thank you.